the shame of Philadelphia radio. The time filler on WPHT. Yes, live Sterling every damn night.
Walter M. Sterling, the shame of Philadelphia radio. Traffic by Mr. Softy. This is where Mr. Softy trucks are in the greater Philadelphia area. There's a Mr. Softy truck at North Front Street and East Hunting Park Avenue. A second Mr. Softy truck is at Richmond Street and Allegheny Avenue. More Mr. Softy updates in seconds on 1210 WPHT. All right, good evening. Walter M. Sterling. Sterling every night. Very exciting to be with you. Now, let's talk about Walmart. First of all, Walmart has come to the brilliant conclusion. I don't know if you're going to be able to handle this when I tell you. They've come to the brilliant conclusion that self-checkout is a terrible idea. No, I'm not kidding. They came to the conclusion that self-checkout, there is nothing stupider or faster way to get a resentment from your customers than to have self-checkout. Every time I go to self-checkout, what do you hear? You hear people around you going, I'm not paid to do this. This isn't my responsibility. Why aren't they paying me to do their job? You miss things. Even if you're honest, you try to scan everything. You never scare anything. You have to call the person over from Walmart and say, help me scan this. And that's because there are basically three types of Walmarts. Are you ready? There is the Nirvana Walmart. These are very rare. These are Walmarts where every shelf is stocked. Your feet don't stick to the floor. There are empty cash registers. There are cashiers standing there doing nothing, waiting for you. Okay, well, that's very rare. Then there are random Walmarts. These are Walmarts put into spaces that were not built for Walmart. This is the honey badger experience for Walmart, that they have gone into a store, a square footage that wasn't made for a Walmart. It was made for a different chain, another big store, but it means that something is going to be left out. Either lumber, garden center, toys, or the weirdest one ever. I went into a Walmart that was put into a different shell, not a Walmart shell, that had a food section with no meat. They didn't have a section. They couldn't handle a refrigeration unit for meat. There was no meat in the food section of this Walmart because it wasn't built for a Walmart. They didn't have enough space. And then there is the ghetto Walmart. Have you been in a ghetto Walmart? Ghetto Walmarts tend to close not in 24 hours, but about 11:45. And if there are two exits and entrances, at 9 p.m., they shut one of the exits, trapping you to just leave from the other exit. Half the lights are turned off. There are no manned cash registers. You have to do self-checkout, and there are gunshots. The hottest thing any woman ever said to me on a first date, we were talking about things that we liked, things we didn't like. And she looked at me and she said, you know, I really like a pizza where I hold the slice in my hand and the grease rolls down my arm. Oh, that was the hottest thing any woman ever said to me. The fetish queen, and all in Vegas. Kendall Aviva in Vegas, welcome to Sterling Every Night. Share with us your fetish information.
Well, I know earlier, Walter, you were talking about something a gal said to you on one of your first dates. You love it when the pizza grease rolls down your arm, she said. Yes. Well, one fetish that people really have, Walter, this kind of goes along with BDSM. Some people really like hot things being poured on them. If it's not hot pizza grease, some people are really into hot wax, and they enjoy being tied up, and they like to have hot wax dripped all over them. That is a really big fetish.
It's a fetish I'm aware of, but I, again, like so many fetishes, I don't get. Why would you want, I understand spanking, and maybe whipping if it's totally consensual. But I don't understand random points of hot wax. I don't quite understand what that's going to do. Do they like it when it lands on them, or do they like it when it gets peeled off?
Yes, most of it is all about when it lands on them. Very hot before it dries.
Because if a woman gets a Brazilian, I've never heard a woman who got a Brazilian coming home and saying, boy, that was great.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of women are into this particular fetish, Walt, but a lot of men really love it. And they like it to be poured all over their chest, all over their nipples, and down below. They really, really like that a lot. Another big one, when you're not pouring hot wax on yourself, on them, one thing that is very popular also, I'm not sure how familiar you are with this fetish, Walter, but water sports, they're called golden showers.
Right.
You know about that one?
Yes, and that's where you're going to stop describing it. If you know what golden showers are, good for you. If you don't, we are not the source of education on this. Do you have any other fetishes you'd like to share with us right now? Kendall Toby in Las Vegas. Aviva Las Vegas.
Public humiliation is also a really, really big one. I didn't know so much about the public aspect. I thought a lot of people enjoyed being humiliated just behind closed doors. But what I've learned more, Walter, is that some people really enjoy and they're aroused by being humiliated out in public.
Sterling every night.
Walter M. Sterling, Kendall in Vegas. Always very exciting. This is Sterling Every Night.
And my classroom should be as well air conditioned as your favorite bar.
It's Sterling Every Night. Thank you for listening to the one.